Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolet Bible Institute. In Leviticus chapter 25, verses 1 and 2, it says, "The Lord spoke to Moses on Mount Sinai, saying, Speak to the people of Israel, and say to them, When you come into the land that I give you, the land shall keep a Sabbath to the Lord." There is always more to do. There's always opportunities to keep ourselves so busy that the people we stay engaged with become strangers, and the God we serve seems distant. We must schedule time to be with those we love. First and foremost is our time with God, our Father, the Creator and Sustainer of all life. Then time with our family and our friends. That should follow in importance. We need face time, not just time. I don't think the time on social media actually counts. It's nice to share pictures once in a while, especially if you're family, and see what somebody did somewhere. We should also never minimize the idea of face-to-face contact with other people. And this time needs to be scheduled, not just happen accidentally. The idea of a Sabbath becomes a chore for those who love God little and themselves much. It is a delight for those who are in a real relationship. In some respects, the idea of a Sabbath rest is a barometer of whether we have a relationship or an arrangement with the ones we love. What's your barometer reading? If you know this, you will know a storm is coming. We need to be people who intentionally set aside time to be with God and those we love. Throughout the years at Nicolet Bible Institute, I've often mentored young men as they go through their year here of training. I always tell them that we can never say that we need to get together sometime, because if we don't set a specific time, a specific date, we won't do it. Something else will pop up and we'll just ignore each other. And before you know it, we keep telling each other the importance of getting together and never actually get together. We need to look at those we love and make appointments with them and make sure nothing else is distracting us while we're with them. My wife and I, we try and go on a walk every single day, 3 miles, where we can talk, where we're out of the house and out of the distracted life that we can have. It's important that we do that, not just for the exercise, but for the exercise of being together. Every day we talk about it. What are you doing to meet with God and those you love? How intentional are you? You should be. Otherwise, those relationships will start to fade, and your intentions will turn into just that, intentions. I'm Dave Wager, here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch.